music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the line now I have Carol Balf, who is Head of Programmes in Christian Aid. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you very much for taking the call. There's a big conference happening. I think it's tomorrow, is it?
It's tomorrow, yes, all day tomorrow on the 17th in the Westbury Hotel.
And there's going to be major speakers there, and we'll be talking about peace building and stuff like that. Now, I've spoken to Florence from Christian Aid before, and the people will know what Christian Aid is all about. But if you could, you just want to give a quick update on what Christian Aid is all about and what's happening?
Sure. Well, Christian Aid is an Irish developmental organisation founded by the Protestant churches in Ireland. And we have been operating since the refugee crisis after World War II. So we have over 70 years of history and experience working with some of the most marginalised and vulnerable communities across the globe. And ironically, today we have massive refugee issues that, unfortunately, the reasons why we were set up remain very relevant and real today. We work in about 40 different countries across the globe in Africa, Latin America, Asia and the Middle East. And our approach is one of working entirely through local partners. We work with all faiths and none. I think sometimes our name confuses people and they think that we only work with Christian organisations, and that's not the case at all. We have very strong programmes in the Middle East. And we work on a vision and value of trying to eradicate poverty across the globe. Obviously a very huge ambition. But we believe that it is within human capability to do that, that much of the poverty we see in the world today is as a result of injustice or inequality between rich and poor, between men and women, between different countries, and has to do with issues around violence and peace building as well, which is part of what we're looking at tomorrow and how that links with poverty.
The conference tomorrow, there's going to be major speakers in it, and we're talking about peace building. Ireland is a very small, neutral country. So how can Ireland help with all this?
Well, I think the fact that Ireland is a neutral country is a good place to start, and that certainly is a very valid reason for why a country would want to support global peace-building efforts. We do have our own history and experience of conflict in this country. We also have a foreign policy that's very committed to human rights, to peace building, to addressing the needs of people who face violence. So it actually means we're perfectly placed as a country. And if you look at the history of Ireland and Irish people and how they have engaged with issues around violence and peace, there's a huge history of Irish people across the globe travelling to places in Africa, Latin America, the Middle East, to support many peace building efforts at a very local level. So we would argue we're actually perfectly placed as a country, even though we're small, to engage and discuss issues of peace building.
There's a lot of the crisis is all over the world, and is Christian Aid involved with the majority of them, or is there certain ones that you're involved in?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the scale of conflict today is quite overwhelming. There, as you mentioned, there's a number of very serious crises. The ones that are most often in the public mind are around Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan. Colombia recently has gotten a lot of attention. So we are not present in every single country, but in some of those countries we are responding, in Afghanistan, in Syria, supporting advocacy and trying to address humanitarian need where possible. In Iraq recently, with the recent military incursion in Mosul, we have been helping people to flee and providing humanitarian access and advocacy around those issues. And we also are working in Colombia. So many of the countries that, you know, a lot of attention is on, we would have a presence there, and we would support local partners in those countries.
And I'm just looking here. There's some fantastic speakers at the conference tomorrow. Would you like to mention a couple of them?
Yeah, so we have a full packed day with different speakers. And we want to start the day by really kind of looking at what is the scale of violence we're talking about. So we have an opening session where we're going through global trends and responses in relation to violence and peace building. So our own CEO, Rosamund Bennett, will be speaking and talking about the new global strategy for tackling violence and building peace that ChristianAid Ireland is launching at the event. We're also very lucky to be joined by Harriet Lamb from International Alert, which is a major peace-building organisation which operates in many difficult contexts, to talk about their global experience. We will also hear from the Irish Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and specifically the Conflict Resolution Unit within that department. John Gilroy is going to speak about the Irish government's response and our foreign policy and how it looks at peace-building. And then our own Claire Devlin, who's working on tackling violence and building peace, will be talking about global responses to peace building and how they are different for men and women, and how women can be more part of peace building solutions, as well as looking at the different roles that men and women play in conflict. So that session kind of starts off the day. And then, given the huge prospects for peace at the moment in Colombia and the huge attention that that's gotten recently, we have a whole panel session talking about Colombia, and Eamon Gilmore, the former Minister for Foreign Affairs, who is now the EU Special Envoy for Peace, the peace process in Colombia, will speak about how the European Union and the Irish government are supporting peace in Colombia. And then we'll hear directly from a local human rights activist from Colombia, who's going to talk very much from the community perspective about how communities are experiencing peace and the actions that they have been taking. And then we'll hear a little bit more from Louise Winstanley from AB Colombia about other aspects of the crisis in Colombia and what actors like Ireland, the UK, the European Union can do. And then in the afternoon, we have a final session looking at a number of different really complex areas where there's huge issues of violence: Syria, Myanmar, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and also looking at Northern Ireland. So all four contexts have experienced huge levels of violence to varying degrees and in very different ways, but all of them represent contexts where there have been long, long struggles to bring about peace, reduction in violence, and to look at kind of community responses in those areas. And then we'll finish the day with a discussion session looking at the role that Ireland can play and really teasing out some questions. And it's important to say, when we're looking at the role of Ireland, we do of course mean the government, but we also mean development actors like ChristianAid, concerned citizens who want to stand in solidarity, and academics, how they can support global peace building efforts.
Now, and it's a full day by the sounds of it, the different sessions. And what people are welcome to attend? Are you looking for specific organisations, or is it open to the public, for instance?
Yeah, I mean, it has been open to the public, but we've had huge interest in the event. We initially started off thinking it would be a 60-person event, and now we're at 112 people, so we're at full capacity. So I think this just reflects the interest that is there from different organisations, different academics, also, you know, members of the public who are really active on these issues, that they want to really look at the role that Ireland can play in peace building. So, you know, this will be the first of a series of events that we'll be holding over the coming years. And it's great that there's been so much interest. The audience will primarily be made up of other development agencies or academics, but I'm sure we'll have some members of the public there. We've advertised it on social media. You know, it's been, anybody could have registered for the event. But as I said, we've had such interest that we're now at full capacity for the event.
Okay, now I know ChristianAid's Tackling Violence, Building Peace strategy. It's all about building peace, you know, the root cause of violence and building peace. I think in world history there's never been a time when there wasn't some sort of conflict going on. What's your ambition? What's your hopes for the world, Carol?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly as you say, that there has always been violence and conflict in the world. But actually, if you look at what's happening, the number of armed conflicts is reducing. We don't have as many armed conflicts as we have had before. For example, in 2008, we had 63 armed conflicts with about 56,000 deaths. In 2014, we had 42 armed conflicts, but 180,000 deaths. So what we are faced with is a very complex problem. On one hand, we see a reduction in kind of the more traditional war or armed conflict that we would understand from history. But on the other hand, we see an escalation in the number of people dying as a result of violence. And that's for a very complex set of reasons. Conflicts themselves are becoming much more complex. You can see in Syria, it's not a straightforward case of one group against another. The multiple range of actors in any given conflict now can be very, really overwhelming to even understand. And across the globe, about 1.5 billion people live in areas that are affected in some way by fragility, by conflict, or by large-scale criminal violence. And what we hope to achieve, or what we are compelled to do, is to say that we can't ignore this problem. You cannot have human development without addressing violence, and you can't have peace unless you actually try to put in place the building blocks that will be make peace sustainable. So what we know from across the world is that it's not enough just to end the violence. You really have to look at the transformation that needs to happen at community levels, at government levels, at different institutions to make that peace sustainable. Otherwise, you're faced with ongoing violence, and it just manifests either in social violence, criminal violence, gender-based violence. You don't actually get the peace that you're seeking. So what we are trying to do as Christian Aid is really say we recognize this is a huge problem across the globe, and we want to prioritize it, and we want to address it. And a number of the things that we are trying to focus on is, the first thing is that people feel fundamentally safe, that they have somewhere that they can call home, that they can live without violence and fear. If you think about what's happening in Iraq at the moment, people are terrified to even go outside their door for fear of attack, or fear of attack by ISIS, or fear of military incursion. This is replicated in so many different contexts in very different ways. But the fundamental problem is that people are afraid, and they're living in fear from violence. And you can't have a prospering society or development with that type of fear shadowing people's lives. The other thing that we want to do is really to address gender-based violence, which is an issue both in times of conflict and outside of conflict, but really can escalate quite dramatically during a conflict. So we believe that it's important for women, men, and institutions to work to change those conditions that lead to gender-based violence, both in times of conflict and outside of conflict. And then lastly, in order to make peace sustainable, we really believe that vulnerable men and women who face violence on a daily basis, they need to be part of the solution for sustainable peace. Perpetrators of violence need to be engaged with. You cannot have an inclusive peace-building process if those that are primarily the victims of violence are left out of the equation, and if it just happens between elite leaders or elite groups in any context. You really need to make sure that local men and women, and really particularly those who have most affected by violence, that they are part of the solution, that they're engaged, and that's when we'll begin to see peace really trickle down to the local level and become more sustainable.
It's a huge, huge problem, and it's a huge, huge job you're trying to do. Some might say it's bordering on the impossible, but you can't really think like that. You have to believe that this is doable.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think there's so many contexts or issues in the world that could seem impossible. Eradicating poverty is right up there, and tackling violence at the scale that we see in the world today is hugely challenging. But it's not an option not to work on these issues. Those communities that face that violence need our support and solidarity. And we believe that those people being very much at the front of any solution, that they are leading local responses, is the best thing that we can do. And that's really the huge contribution that organizations like Christian Aid can make, really supporting those local organizations and local communities to drive solutions in their own areas and to tackle those root causes. Somebody coming from Ireland to Colombia or Syria or Iraq and telling them what they need to do won't work. It needs to be supported by the international community, but very much driven at a local level.
Right, Carol, as I say, it's a huge, huge job you have there, and fair play to you. It's great work you're doing, and thank you very, very much for taking our call. Is there anything you'd like to add? Carol?
No, that's great. Just to say, you know, thanks for giving the issue some time. And, yeah, you know, we hope that other actors and the government engages with us on this issue. And, you know, it's great that the Irish government is very committed to peace building and human rights in its foreign policy, and that we look forward to holding more debates and discussions on this issue over the coming years.
Right, Carol, we will talk again, and we won't leave it so long this time to make contact. And good luck with the conference tomorrow.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Carol.
You.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
90.3.
This is Near FM.